Dear friend and very capable outdoorsman, Chad Hood, found himself in an interesting situation. I couldn't resist calling him up and kidding him a little bit. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
So Nanook, the great hunter from the north, used to spending lots of time in Alaska, Montana, all over the northwest. Apparently you got a very nice deer this year.
Well, yeah, Sparky, this is sort of a turning lemons into lemonade kind of story. A couple weeks back, I got a knock on my door about 10 o'clock at night. This couple, they say, hey, someone just hit a deer and it's right over in your yard. And they pointed over and yeah, the poor deer, it was alive, but it had been hit and its leg had been broken, sitting right in my front yard. And the cops had been called and they came over and they had to euthanize it. So I'm talking to the cop and I'm like, all right, what next? And he looks at me and says, it's your problem now. We're out of here. They left and I'm looking at this nice buck mule deer and I'm like, well, shoot, I'm not going to let it go to waste. So I loaded it up in the wheelbarrow and took it over to the edge of my driveway and started butchering it up and got it done in bed by midnight and had it hanging. It was cold enough out and was able to butcher it all up and made a nice big batch of summer sausage. I now call 36th Street sausage. It's delicious. I will say it was a little beat up, but I also took all the bloodshot meat and barbecued it up and now it goes in the dog's meals and we did the best we could to make the best of that situation.
Such a great guy doing the right thing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.